Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don and Corleone on Dog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicoleone.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
The bad man.
his attention. See poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, viewing her anatomy. She shields, she holds, she guides. Got all the curves of man like. She shields, she holds, she guides. Got all the curves of man like. Look at her, she's the best man of Gemma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's the best.
Don't be a pup, and I let it play, cause dress ain't funky enough. minding my own. Businesses, I kick up the trouble zone. On my radio, they play a box right. Just loud enough to smoke and hear it's high speed. Out of nowhere, comes a woman I'm dating. Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating. But nevertheless, I was asleep. My days were going great and my soul was at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out.
Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp beat. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving beans. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing fastoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me in waxy diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if they feel the same way. Great putting it down for California, yeah. First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I stay cushy down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam locked into Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo will creep me and they see-pee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coppin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? That's how your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two. As I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dresses, this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus, this is the second, just a maximum, from the back I get deeper and deeper, help you weaker, climb up that demand, can't make, call them, tell them you ain't home real late, and then the break,
what you, I said my, I I just ain't got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck? Oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hoja, I got the hoochie waking. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's outcast, but the books I thought you knew, so now you know, let's go.
Weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state or a place. Knowledge, the coat was cooked without the garbage. We'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers. Going for imagine law with no undercover. Just applause for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the mentally, the world is mine.
It's mine.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cold or ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. Back to the lab, without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one, to this the opposite, then act as the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, flipping up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made in boredom, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses are stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks of slides, unvisible. Microphone, fiend, rock, him. Spread the word.
I just want to tell the truth, the truth, the truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror, and that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/queen-ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at? Where she at?
Athena?
Where she at?
Athena?
What she say? She
you can find me, Jolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Les Blank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/LESTBLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Don Nicoleon and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleon.
This is your boy Burston, and chilling right here with Don Nicoleon for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl, Don Nicoleon. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift, and I'm chilling with InTheHeat.com, Donna Corleone.
Oh, beat banger, you're watching InTheHeat.com with Donna Corleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with InTheHeat.com, Donna Corleone. Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Spinzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching InTheHeat.com. Hey, therefore, I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with InTheHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, that's your girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on InTheHeat.com, Don Corleone.
You're tuning in to InTheHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, InTheHeat. Don Corleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Corleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We so ATL, right,
ATL man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsn@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubash Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was Russia. Next time, advertise with George
Gossett. Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it.
It like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I call?
Return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Corleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG Radio. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Tuesday, boy. I can't wait to Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday, then Monday. Yes, welcome everybody to the Don Corleone Show. You already know it. It's so unpredictable. We podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. Georgia Gossip, please believe it, in the heat, and I am your host, Don Corleone. Yeah, 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 for sure, everybody in the chat room. Touch yourself, feel yourself, see that you are alive. What'd you say, dig that, baby? Dig that, see that you are alive. Like, that's a good thing to be, all right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. This is the Don Nicoleon Show, man. You already know what time it is, man. I ain't got too much to talk about. My life is great. You know what I'm saying? As far as the past 2 days, no complaints. You know what I'm saying? Can't talk about my children, even though they got on my nerves. But, you know, can't talk about too much. So I got the news coming up next. Also, I want y'all to hear something, all right? This is a song written and produced, written a song by a little girl. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it. Her name is Watoto from the Nile. Letter to Lil Wayne. Listen to it. I'll come back with the news.
My name is Naya, and I'm 9 years old. My name is Nia, and I'm 10 years old. He talk about drugs and stuff, and he called women out their name.
I think he disrespectful. He disrespect women, calling them out their name.
This message is to Mr. Wayne. I'm sorry, plus I must complain about what you do and what you say. I'm sorry that I feel this way, and I'm a girl that's only 10. But for my sisters, I must represent. How old are you? I know you're 20-something. Excuse me for the interruption. I guess that means that you're a man, but something I can't understand. The way you talk, the way you act, I hate when you be doing that. And people say they know the drug, so tell me, sir, who should I trust? You or them? Are you promoting something? It's time my people stop the frontin'. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration. And you're single, and then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Please, Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? Peace, I hope you're doing fine. I'm 1 year in the age of 9, and I'm divine. Got my life's purpose. My people, I devote my service. My daddy tell me I'm a queen, but you call women other things. It makes me mad, I can't pretend. Don't call me out my name again. And don't you think it's kinda mean to disrespect a royal queen? We come from greatness, we come from love. Be like Steve Harvey, show your love. I hear you got a little girl. Does she get the same referral? You call the world, not trying to lean. I hope you call a little queen. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration. And you're single, and then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? KRS and Lauryn Hill. Pop goes out to Philly Jill. And D.I.R.E. and Miss Badu. Some people, just to name a few. These people mean a lot to me. They fill me up with energy. They make my soul feel complete. I love that Public Enemy, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Music that make you wanna clap your hands and stomp your feet. They make you
up out your seat. Mr. Wayne, I'm about to close this letter. I hope that we can work together and help our people. That's what we need. One love, forget the greed. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration, and you're single. And then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like eh, 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 eh. I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Lauryn Hill. Music is supposed to inspire. Stevie Wonder. My total for the now.
Peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope y'all like that. That was a 10-year-old girl, Y Toto from the now. Letter to Little Wayne. Yeah. That's so cute. Look at y'all people in the chat room got jokes and stuff. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Sound like they got that beat from SoundClick, though. They should have came to Sacred Records. Let me goddamn drop a beat on that thing. You feel? God almighty, man. No, that's real cute. Stop. No, it's not low budget. It's real nice. Real good, you know. It's real good. I'm proud of the father. You can tell that adult wrote it. But I think it was beautiful, man. I think adults should write children lyrics and get them to sing it. And maybe, you know, other children will hear that. I'm going to let my children hear it when they get home and see what they got to say. That shit going to be fun. I'm going to let my children hear that. They'll be like, man, mama, let me do one, man. That shit corny as hell. My babies be like, mama, man, let me spin, man. Give me 8 balls, man. Let me show these little kids how to do it. Nah, but big ups to Y Toto from the now. I actually have the video on GeorgiaGossip.com's first page. You scroll down just a little bit, you'll see it. It's a video. It's real cute. Real cute. I love it. I love it. Very positive. I just think, damn, that was a real gangster move, man. Big ups. You know? Big ups to the parents, man. Big ups to the parents, man. But you can actually see the video. Real cute girl. She's sitting at her desk writing a song and singing it in the lab, in the studio recording it. Got little glimpses and pictures of video footage of Lil Wayne and shit. I mean, it really touched your heart because it makes it look like Lil Wayne is possibly Obama or something. Yeah. About. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the greatest, you know what I'm saying, icon on the planet that's just a disrespect to human race. Big up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is my letter, Little Wayne. Why do you do them things? That's how I used to write when I was little, though. You know, I hope the parents did not write it, though, because that's real elementary. So big up to that. I love it. I love the song. I love it. I love it. As a matter of fact, we're going to encore that shit. One more time.
My name is Naya, and I'm 9 years old. My name is Nia, and I'm 10 years old. He talk about drugs and stuff, and he called women out their name.
I think he disrespectful. He disrespect women, calling them out their name.
I never heard Lil Wayne call a woman out their name.
Maybe it was just the radio version.
This message is to Mr. Wayne. I'm sorry, plus I must complain about what you do and what you say. I'm sorry that I feel this way.
cause I must represent. How old are you? I know you're 20-something. Excuse me for the interruption. I guess that means that you're a man. But something I can't understand. The way you talk, the way you act. I hate when you be doing that. And people say they know the drug. So tell me, sir, who should I trust? You or them? Are you promoting something? It's time my people stop the frontin'. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration. And you're single, and then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Please, Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? Peace, I hope you're doing fine. I'm when you're in the age of nine. And I'm divine, got my life's purpose. My people, I devote my service. My daddy tell me I'm a queen. But you call women other things. It makes me mad, I can't pretend. Don't call me out my name again. And don't you think it's kinda mean to disrespect a royal queen? We come from greatness, we come from love. Be like Steve Harvey, show your love. I hear you got a little girl. Does she get the same referral? You call the world, not trying to lean. I hope you call a little queen. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration. And you're single, and then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? Hey, I'll rest in Lauren Hill. Pop goes out to Philly Jill. And D.I.R.E. And Miss Badu. Some people, just to name a few. These people mean a lot to me. They fill me up with energy. They make my soul feel complete. I love that Public Enemy. Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Music that make you wanna clap your hands and stomp your feet. They make you jump up out your seat. Mr. Wayne, I'm about to close this letter. I hope that we can work together and help our people. That's what we need. One love, forget the greed. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration. And you're single, and then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
All right, man, we had to do an encore on that one, boy. Ah, man, and the chat room goes wild. Oh, y'all old people like positive music all the damn time. Y'all niggas need to be in church if you like positive music. That was 10-year-old Watoto from the Now letter to Lil Wayne. That song is actually on the front page of Georgia Gossip. You scroll down, it's right under the article, right under the Congo article about the rape and stuff that was going on. I think Qaddafi, didn't Qaddafi have a hand in the Congo rape or something like that?
I'm not sure. You know, response from the chat room, that they said that song need to go mainstream. I take that as a diss because the Don DeColeon show is mainstream. We ain't underground, baby. We moved on up. Hey, if y'all like that song, the song is actually 99 cents. All the information about the song and where you can actually get the song at is on the video. I think it's at the end, and it'll tell you or whatever when you click on the YouTube page and all that other stuff. It'll show you that. I think it's real cute, though. Big ups to, you know, those great minds, those children. I love it. Hey, another encore. Let's play it again. I love it. No, seriously, I love it. All right, that's enough, okay? Y'all ready for the news, and then we'll get the, you know, great discussion started in 20 minutes. Let's rock this thing. Let's keep this thing pushing. What do we got for the news? Well, nothing. Can't think. Nope. Nope, not going to do that. Nope. Y'all want to see this? Let me show y'all this one real quick. Let me click on it. I know y'all seen it before. I mean, you seen the chick on YouTube, you know, the little dog child with the, what's that called? The hair, what's the little dog child, the disease, doc? Called it a rare syndrome, but it's really the dog in them. Hirsutism or something, right? Well, that particular child is actually featured now in the book of, in the Guinness Book of World Records, 11-year-old girl with the rare syndrome. I put the article up. If you're not a member of Georgia Gossip, then you're going to have to become one in order to look at it. But the Wolf Girl is basically what they call it, who went from outcast to most popular kid in her class. After becoming an international celebrity, Septra Sashpan, 11, suffers from a disease that only 50 people have had since it was identified in the Middle Ages. It's called Ambras Syndrome, a condition that makes hair grow thickly all over the body, including the face. Kids used to taunt Septra with names like Monkey Face, but her life turned around when the Guinness Book of World Records recently named her the hairiest girl in the world. "I am very happy to be in the Guinness Book of World Records," she told Britain's Daily Mail. "A lot of people have to do a lot to get in. All I had to do was answer a few questions." She hopes a cure will someday be found for the disease, whose victims were branded werewolves before scientists discovered it caused by a faulty chromosome. So far, even laser treatments have proven ineffective. Still, Septra expects to lead a normal life, either as a math teacher or a doctor. "I want to help people who get hurt and help cure people," she told the paper. You got to cure yourself first. I'm sorry. Look at that shit, man. Can you imagine going to the emergency room and that motherfucker, the damn nurse say the doctor be in a minute, that motherfucker come in barking and scratching and shit? Can you imagine that? Hell no. Can you imagine having a child come out looking like that? Man, I have to kill the daddy because I know it ain't in my genes. Fuck that. Oh, my God. Look at the picture, y'all, if y'all see it, though. I know y'all seen it, but they said that it's a faulty chromosome. No. Everybody know that Caucasians are descendants from dogs, okay? I'm sorry. It's the truth. It's just that because they mix their seeds so well with a lot of us normal people, they come out looking normal, and then one out of every such and such of such and such come looking the way they supposed to. And thus, Septra is. So they call her Monkey Face. So now she's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the hairiest girl in the world, but that ain't hairy. That's furry. That's fur. That's, I mean, ain't nothing, I mean, like, that should build her self-esteem? Oh, no, baby. No, baby. No. No, 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 boo-boo, boo-boo. And I've seen the documentary on the family, and they shaved her, and she grew it right back. See, I would personally keep my baby groomed. I would take that motherfucker to the grooming, to the pet smart. They got the grooming area right there that'll groom your animal. That's an animal. I don't give a damn what y'all call it what you want to. Y'all humans, y'all look at shit as like, oh, that's sad. Oh, darn, you need help. You need Jesus for that shit. I see it the way it is. That is a damn dog on two legs. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They might as well feed that bitch kibbles and goddamn bits or some shit. I ain't bullshitting. Even if it was a black child, I'd go in on that shit too. Now, shut the fuck up. I'm not racist or none of that. Truth is got. Damn, six motherfuckers online on Georgia Gossip. There it is. Georgia Gossip, give you a free letter in the mail. All right. Now, moving on, okay, because, you know, y'all think, y'all so sensitive about certain issues and shit. Did y'all know that they're selling houses in Detroit for a dollar? I'm gonna put the link in there. They selling houses in Detroit for a dollar. All right, don't say I never did nothing for y'all. Y'all talking about y'all want to buy y'all own house and shit. There it is right there. Here's the link. Oh, wait, paste. Yep. There it is. Click on that and look at one of them houses they selling in Detroit for $1. A dollar. What the hell going on with Detroit, boy? The schools done shut down. They moving out the ghetto, selling that motherfucker for a dollar. What's next? God damn. There should be no more homeless people. Homeless people can't afford that shit. They should just give the shit to the homeless motherfuckers. You can tell that they don't care two shits about homeless motherfuckers. How you going to foreclose on the shit and then sell it for a dollar? These are foreclosed properties, man. I ain't bullshitting you, man. That's just something to make. Look at it. I could put it in the chat room. I put it in the chat room. Look at the shit. And they got the cigarette break. And they got the property details in it as well. It's a 3-bedroom, 1,662 square foot, price at a dollar, single family home. It was built in 1909. It's colonial style. The status, property features is new. Area, debt, Woodward, Michelin, Solmac, I don't know what the fuck that is. One total, full bath, two-story, master bedroom is 12 by 10. Approximately lot is 31 by 164. School district, Detroit, main floor, got a bathroom. Property sale type is foreclosed. Goddamn subdivisions is in the Martins and Fairchilds. Two stories, kitchen. Kitchen is 10 by 10. Utilities present, municipal water. Basement, property sale type details, bank-owned, master bedroom. Heating features is hot water. Interior features, first floor bathroom. Second bedroom is 10 by 11. Third bedroom is 10 by 10. Road footage is paved. Don't say. I ain't never looked out for you motherfuckers. A definite fixer-upper and price to move. Home is fire damage. Has a lot of potential at $1. Look, nice little. I got a bay window. You see the bay window on there? Look real nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, $1, boy. Incredible. Incredible. Okay, well, moving right along. Let's just keep this thing moving. Okay, I'm done with that. On the other side of town, this is really sad news. New York woman killed over $20. A 22-year-old John Jay College grad was stabbed to death in a Brooklyn housing project Monday night. Stay out of the fucking housing project. It doesn't serve you any good. Apparently, during an argument over $20, she lent her boyfriend's sister to buy Pampers. Her boyfriend's sister to buy Pampers. Okay, her boyfriend's sister. So her boyfriend's sister needed $20 to buy some Pampers, and she said, you got to pay me back those $20. You see what's going on? You see this? All right. Kamisha Richards was knifed once in the chest in Cypress Hills houses on Sutterd Avenue in East New York about 10:35 p.m., officials said. A relative of the boyfriend's said she returned home from work and found Richards going down slowly. She was panicking. The relative said she was calm. I called the ambulance and put pressure on the wound. I did everything I could to try to save the girl. Richards was pronounced dead on arrival at Brookdale University Hospital. My daughter's dead, the victim's father screamed out at the crime scene where about 25 stunned relatives and friends gathered. My daughter's dead. Family members described Richards as a John Jay grad and said she worked for J.P. Morgan Chase. The relative says she stayed on and off in the Cypress Hill complex where her boyfriend of 7 years, Ramel Henricks, lived. No one was immediately arrested, but detectives were questioning several people, including an 18-year-old woman identified by sources as the boyfriend's sister. She was picked up by the police in the neighboring building. Richard's friends and relatives said the victim had recently lent the sister $20 to buy disposable diapers and milk for the sister's baby. They got angry when she found out the woman spent the money on other things. My daughter take care of the whole family there, Richard's father said. The sister had a baby recently. My daughter gave her $20 to buy some milk and Pampers. She went and spent the money on something else. They argued about it. She waited for her to come home from work and did her. A relative of the sisters who did not want to hear, who did not want her name published, said the woman acted in self-defense. She said she didn't mean to do it, the woman said. They were arguing. Kamisha tried to stab her with scissors, and it was self-defense. She said that she came at her, and she had to do it. She was sorry. That's all she kept saying, that it wasn't supposed to be like this. The boyfriend, according to the relative, is devastated. He was just crying, asking why. The relative said, we were all crying. Kamisha was like my sister. I just wish this was a dream. I know certain things you do wish was a dream. Damn. $20 and over some damn scissors. I don't understand this shit, people. Don't, man, let me tell you, man. Money will always come between you. Don't let it end in murder. Don't let nobody die over it. $20 fucking, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, $20 goddamn. So what the damn woman spent the shit on, what the fuck she wanted, spent it on. The purpose is you lent it to her, and she's supposed to pay you back regardless. You can't even get your $20 back because you damn dead. What the hell's going on? God damn, I don't get that shit. Like, fuck. You can't even get that $20 back now. Shit. God damn. I hate when motherfuckers do that shit. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I'm having a non-compassionate day today. This is just, I have no compassion or something. Something ain't right today. I don't know. I woke up happy. Maybe that's what it is. I refuse to let the news bring me down. All right. Oh, real quick. Y'all want to hear this real quick? Nah, fuck it. Who gives a fuck? It ain't even that deep, okay? I mean, seriously, unless y'all want to hear it. Is this the last day? Oh, no, this March 1st, Black History Month, is officially over. Ha-ha. No more black talk. We can't talk black anymore. We got to wait till February next year. Ha-ha. I was going to give y'all a moment in black history. God damn it. Oh, too late. White man says you can't do it. God damn it. This is a holiday, his month, his every goddamn thing. We only supposed to be black in February. That's it. Everybody act like y'all got some goddamn sense in March. Fuck it. I was about to give y'all the 10 movies that weren't supposed to have black people in it. Did y'all want to hear that real quick? Did y'all want to hear the 10 movies? Let me hear it with somebody in the chat room. Did you want to hear the 10? Oh, Jalee says she loved that list. Jalee's so agreeable. Okay, fine. I'm going to give y'all the 10 movies that black folk weren't supposed to be in, starting with number 2. Sidney Poitier as Homer Smith in Lilies of the Field. Boo.
Yeah, he was in that one.
Next one, my favorite, Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy is Axel Foley. It really supposed to play Sylvester Stallone in that motherfucker, but they gave it to Eddie motherfucking Murphy.
Glad they did.
All right, Denzel Washington, Gray Grantham in The Pelican Brief.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see who's supposed to be played in this one. Based on John Grisham's The Pelican Brief tells the story of boo-da-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Boo-boo-boo-boo. Okay. Oh, Oh, Grantham. Although the novel described Grantham as a white character. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was a true story. It was a book. Okay, well, let's move on. All right, Denzel Washington. He still didn't get an Oscar for that. All right, Morgan Freeman as Ellis Red Redding in The Shawshank Redemption. That's my shit. Get busy living or get busy dying. That's my shit. Shawshank Redemption, boy. That's my shit. Nigga came in dirty and walked away clean. Clint Eastwood and Harrison Ford and Paul Newman and Robert Redford were said to be considered for the part, but they gave it to Morgan Freeman. All right. Moving right along. Eddie Murphy again and Dr. John Doolittle and Dr. Doolittle. 1998, Dr. John Doolittle, Shaun's Human Patients in Favor of Animals and all that other stuff. Actor Rex Harrison played the lead role in 1967 film adaptation, but Murphy held revived the character with his 1998 remake, which grossed over $250 million world. Dr. Doolittle was my shit. That was my shit. I like when that monkey was drinking and that motherfucker said, I give it up when he saw that damn tiger about to jump. That's my favorite line. I give it up. Here's another one. Wild Wild West. Will Smith as James West, which we found out later that he turned turned the role down for playing Neo in The Matrix to be this bitch nigga named James West in a dress. Okay? They said it was supposed to be given to Mel Gibson. Tom Cruise. All right. Now, let's move right along. Another one, Will Smith as Bagger Vance. All right, the legend of Bagger Vance. They basically said its title character is based on the Hindu god Bhagavan, whatever, set in Savannah, Georgia. Smith portrays Bagger as a mythical caddy that helps a delusional golfer played by Matt Damon. And they never basically said, they said despite mixed reviews of the magical Negro plot, the project still managed to drum up $40 million in worldwide ticket sales. I didn't see that shit. So he's supposed to have powers and some shit. All right, moving right along, Michael Clark Duncan as Wilson, the Kingpin Fisk in Daredevil. Remember Daredevil? All right, the character was created by Stan Lee and John Romita, or Romati, whatever. And let's see who's supposed to play his role. I can't see it no more. Anyway, moving. Okay, last but not least. Denzel Washington again and Ben Marco in The Manchurian Candidate, which is my shit. That's right, Frank Sinatra and the young lady Angela Lansbury. The film generated over $2.5 million domestically, which was pretty good back for the time. All right, that's it. That's your moment in when niggas actually was niggas in white people movies. All right. You know what it is. Come on. Oh, yeah, Nick Fury. That's right. Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson, played Nick Fury in Iron Man. That's right. That's a good one, baby. We got to make our own list. Fuck these motherfuckers. Niggas always leaving shit out. I actually got it from niggerinfo.com and shit. Niggas leave everything out, boy. That's right. We totally forgot about that. And what about Color Purple when they all play white people, but black roles and color purple? Okay, y'all niggas funny. y'all need Jesus. This is enough, okay? This is not the day, okay? All right, that was that. That was your moment at the last day of Black History, really, because it was 28 days in February, so this will be the 29th day. All right, y'all, it's still February, goddammit, today. Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, Monsters Ball. That's right. Let's keep it going. Call off some more and shit. Highly played her ass. Let's keep this shit moving. All right, real quick, though, Steve Harvey, I got one more thing to report, and then we can move on. I see the call line, see somebody hand up and all that pretty stuff. Steve Harvey delivered a gag order to his ex-wife in a box of chocolates. Steve Harvey need his bald-headed ass kicked, don't he? On Valentine's Day this year, Steve Harvey sent his ex-wife, Mary, he took my Winton. He took my little Winton from me. That's my favorite part. He took Winton. On Valentine's Day this year, though, Steve Harvey sent his ex-wife Mary a box of chocolates. However, this box of chocolates contained a surprise in the form of a gag order, WGAG Radio. Mary tells TMZ that she received a box of chocolates, a Valentine's Day card, and a notice saying you are going to be required to come take your ass back to court on March 10th. Mary has released a series of YouTube videos launching accusations that Steve left her homeless and broke after their divorce. However, a judge recently ruled that the videos violated a previous gag order and were untrue. Well, how long shall the bitch be quiet? How she gonna come out with a book? How she gonna make money for herself, you motherfuckers? I mean, come on now, get out of here. I mean, what the fuck, man? Like, shit, like, goddamn, nigga can't even talk about what happened in their life. Ain't that a bitch? Incredible. Well, moving right along, speaking of incredible, it's the rat-a-tat-tat, the brat on that ass. The brat completes a jail sentence, y'all. Congratulations, my girl, the brat is free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty she is free at last. The brat is officially a free woman now that she completed a 3-year jail sentence for an assault charge. As previously reported, the Atlanta rapper was convicted of striking a woman with a bottle of rum in 2007 at Jermaine Dupri's Studio 72 nightclub and sent to a federal state prison in Alto, Georgia. Since then, Brant was spotted out on a work release spending time with Dupri and completing her court-appointed job making windows. Dupri took to his Twitter page Monday to confirm that DeBrat was officially home, saying, "Happy day for me and all my so-so deaf fans. DeBrat is finally home." JD, you ain't got no more fans, nigga. Talking about here, goddamn. But look, though, on the flip side of town, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking around reading goddamn Sandra Rose shit. Sandra Rose always got the scoop, boy. Let me read what she basically said now. Y'all know that the brat is Lisa Rae's sister, though, right? And for people who didn't know, the brat is Lisa Rae, member Players Club, the one that married the prime minister of some foreign country. Yeah, huh? The brat on house arrest, broke and lonely, is what the article read. It said, according to the confidential informant who begged to remain anonymous, I hate when niggas remain anonymous, you shysty motherfucker. Rapper The Brat, real name Shantae Harris, is back home after serving 3 years in prison for assaulting a cocktail waitress with a liquor bottle at Jermaine Dupri Studio 72 in Decatur. Brat, who spent most of last year out on work detail, wasn't welcomed home with lavish champagne, soap parties, and strippers. Instead, she is on house arrest and is required to notify her parole officer, whom she's scheduled to meet with today, whenever she has to leave her home for a doctor's appointment or emergencies. At 36 years old, the brat finds herself washed up and alone for the first time in her life. According to my source, most of Brat's industry friends have abandoned her, except for her sister, Lisa Rae, who calls her regularly to keep her spirits up. No one else will return a call, said my source, who promised to deliver a message to Shantae asking her to call me. No one but Lisa Rae reached out to her while she was in jail, they said. Who added that few people made the 2-hour drive from Atlanta to visit the brat, including JD. Good. According to my source, Brat spends her days writing songs and working in her home studio, but without a record deal or a publishing deal, the brat has to rely on residual royalties from her distant hit records to pay her bills. All right. And on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to play old school hit by the one and only Rat-a-tat-tat on that motherfucking cat.
Yeah. this nigga named Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for yo G. It's the B-R-A-P.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
It's that ghetto ass bitch and I'm so deaf.
Nigga, that's my clip.
Nigga, that's who I rose with. And we kick nothing but the fat shit. Them call me the funkified, funkalistic, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit you can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side. Well, it's the D-A-K-E-T-T-O, nigga, Brent and J.D. coming like that, big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimpin' and freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson combined.
I'm having a conversation with myself right about now. Thinking out loud and shit, right? That's fucked up when you think out loud and people hearing this shit. Hell no. Whoa! Let me slow it down. Welcome back, y'all, to the Donna Coleon Show. The Brat is officially a free woman, but still on probation and on house arrest. Big up. Anyway, but what I was saying, you know, to y'all, you feel me, was that I was actually thinking about the Brat, trying to figure out when she get out of jail, and boom, the article popped up today, so damn, I'm good. I pat myself, you know what I'm saying, on my lap, you feel me, pat myself on my lap, yeah. All right, that's that. You know, interesting, you know, what's going on. I don't know if you guys listen to Neil Bortz. I personally don't, but I have a few white, black-white friends, people that's black that listen to white radio stations and shit, such as my husband. Yes, big ups to him sometimes, yeah. He loves listening to white conservative shows. He just loves it. He's my Poindexter. Yes, he loves it. But anyway, Neil Bortz actually read an article in regards to the respected child psychiatrist arrested on molestation charges. I mean, come on now. Have y'all were familiar with this shit? I'm not going to read this long-ass article about it. I was trying to find exactly what did he do. I know child molestation is child molestation, but according to what was told to me, was that, what did he tell the parents again? He was telling the parents to have sex with the children? First of all, he was telling them that he was a child psychiatrist, okay? And he wasn't.
And he was advising
single mothers.
With children.
They got children, single mothers and have children. Mm-hmm.
To have sex with their children.
He was advising the single mothers to have sex with the children to better their development. Who's supposed to have sex with the children? The mamas or the... Are you serious? Because what I'm looking at doesn't say that. You know what I'm saying? The article
that was the story. One of the mothers is in jail now.
One of the mothers in jail now. I'm trying to get this article together. I mean, try to find what some of the victims or the mothers were saying, and I can't find it in regards. So he wasn't a psychiatrist. How the hell he get away with this shit? They said they've been investigating his ass since the 60s, 1960s. Oh, this ain't him? Dr. William Ayers? That ain't him? Well, that's another psychiatrist I'm looking at. Okay, let me...
Yeah, that was somebody that started internet...
okay, that ain't him then. Let me find... Yeah, okay. Oops. Okay, well, you said that was him, Dr. Ayers.
No, Ingrid was something they use. Ingrid or Ewing. Something like that with an E.
Okay, well, hell, I don't see it. Well, if y'all can find that article where the guy was... Was he a psychiatrist?
No.
Okay, he was pretending to be... A psychiatrist. Damn, that's why I don't take my children to no goddamn body. No mother.
All on the internet. He did this on the internet. They never met him.
They never met him? Oh, he did it on the internet. Okay, let me put it over the internet. Hold up. Let me find it for a minute, y'all. Y'all got to give me... Oh, fuck, what happened to my switchboard? Over the internet. Damn, I thought I had it down pat, baby. Oh, here it is. Oh, no. Oh, Roger's sexuality has been disputed over these as pretend you should totally kill yourself through the internet. Nope. Pretending, nope. I ain't going to be able to find that shit. I ain't got time for that. We got to keep it pushing at the end of the day. I mean, if y'all want me to find it, I find it, but, you know, but shit, that's it. That's it. Now I got to get my chat room back up because somebody done stole my chat room. You feel me? Somebody stole my chat room. All right, so, but yeah, he was advising the mothers to have sex. And I'm telling you, why, with single mothers, stop falling for that bullshit. Please stop falling for that bullshit. God damn, why single mothers be falling for shit? They ain't got no sense. They ain't got nobody to come home and say, baby, I'm thinking about consulting a psychiatrist on the internet. And then the dude say, why the fuck would you psychiatrist? It's all types of crazy motherfuckers on the internet. Why would you even got that? I guess that's why, huh? There ain't no logical man, logical thinking man in the building. That's what it is. Huh? All single. Yeah, so, okay. Well, let's just move this thing. Incredible. So, okay, back to my favorite topic. Detroit got houses for a dollar since y'all still stuck on Detroit and all that other stuff. Listen closely. I'm going to say it one time. Detroit got houses for a dollar. It's a great investment. If you spend a dollar on that house, it's probably going to cost you maybe less than $5,000 or $10,000 to get it fixed up, depending on who you got. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to cost you about 10 grand to get that thing together. Got some burn damage. And there's a lot of other houses that are for sale going for a dollar in Detroit. What the hell y'all think that's about? Incredible. What up, Elohim the King, baby? What's good with you? What's good with you, Elohim? It's good to see you, baby. What's good, Don Cole, y'all on the show? Well, that's it, because I really thought we were going to talk about this sick-ass child psychiatrist and single mothers falling for all types of bullshit because they're vulnerable, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, pretends or supposedly supposed to be vulnerable, I reckon, to some scams or some shit. Maybe we can help single mothers up their, you know, their consciousness, you know, on the intuitive side and their discernment. Did y'all hear about that article, the video about the bear aspirin has been distributed in HIV and AIDS to thousands of people? Did you hear about that?
No.
Don't say I ain't never did nothing for y'all. I'm going to play this shit one goddamn time. It's all over the damn world. This is a three-minute skit, though, but, you know, it's on MSNBC, so let's see.
being on tonight.
Let's
Thanks
see.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe. Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable
disease. Hold on, Mike. So, hold on. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas?
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France that allowed that to happen actually had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Why not? What, you're telling me that these people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yes,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the government is completely looking the other way. Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus, and not only they're dying, their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit.
Mike, I want to read to you what Bayer told the New York Times about this scandal. They said Bayer behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely. Decisions made nearly two decades ago were based on the best scientific information of the time and were consistent with the regulations in place. That sounds like a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo. Now, you say you have internal documents that show that they knew that this drug they were dumping was tainted with the AIDS drug?
The
AIDS virus?
The documents show that there was no question that this company absolutely understood the risk. They knew it was contaminated. It wasn't a possibility. They knew it was contaminated. Americans were dying from the product before it was pulled off the market. The only reason it was pulled off the market is because lawyers found the documents and showed it to the government, and finally the government said, you can't sell it here, but then the government allowed them to dump it in Spain, France, and Japan.
That's just amazing. I want to read to you what the New York Times said, and this is an investigation that they also did, and they said the federal government was part of the problem. While the Food and Drug Administration told the company not to ship the drugs overseas, the man responsible for the drug supply, quote, asked that the issue be quietly solved without alerting the Congress, the medical community, and the public. This is a cover-up, and our Congress is...
All right, well, everybody except for me know that this shit has already happened. This is brand new news to me. Shit. You feel me? You heard about that, baby?
I didn't hear that they did. I knew that they knew that blood-borne products carried the AIDS virus.
That what? What?
Products that are made from the blood, like platelets and the different portions of the blood, like red blood cells,
uh-huh,
and white blood cells, and in the case of hemophiliacs, there's a factor 8 that's used and a factor 7 too that's used for hemophiliacs that is derived from blood also, and just like plasma, red blood cells and white blood cells, that factor 8 is also derived or removed from the blood to be given to people that need it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, people who are HIV positive that donate blood, their blood is used and separate out those different factors also to be given to people that need it, and that's what they're talking about. They're talking about that
What did they give them? What product had AIDS in it?
The factor 8 is a part of the clotting cascade that is used to clot your blood when you bleed.
Right.
And hemophiliacs don't have that. They don't make it. They genetically don't make it. So they have to have be supplemented with factor 8 so that they don't bleed to death.
Okay, but what product was it? Was it the aspirin? Was it the Bayer aspirin?
No, the Bayer company makes makes blood products also, separates products out of blood and packages it, like plasma,
right,
red blood cells, and factor VIII. That's packaged also, like platelets and all those other blood products. And when they packaged it, they have to test it.
Mm-hmm.
When they tested it, they knew that it had the virus in it.
And they still put
it
on
the
sold it.
Usually they do stuff like that and send it to Africa.
Mm.
But, you know, they instead of, you know, like they did with a lot of the baby formulas that were tainted,
mm-hmm.
they sent a lot of that out to Africa for World Health Organization and Red Cross and all of them to give out. But in this case, they actually sent it to European countries, France being one of them.
Well, congratulations to that city. God damn. To get them.
Right. Because mostly Europeans are hemophiliacs, right? Or
mostly
Caucasians
are
hemophiliacs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a gangster move there. Big up to Bear Aspirin Company. God damn it. Yes. I'm serious. I mean, shit. That was gangster shit. Get to their ass. God damn it. Hey, that shit perfect. God damn. Did y'all hear him? I'm sorry. I know, you know what I'm saying? I keep telling him speak up and shit. But I hope y'all was able to hear him. But God damn. So, okay, so they gave it to the European countries, to France and all of that. Man, I love it. I love it. And so you saying that they also produce Similac and all that other stuff too, right?
Other companies
that find something tainted,
right,
like the baby milk formula, they send it to Africa. How do you know they send it to Africa?
Well, they reported it. Years ago, it was reported that a lot of the tainted Similac and other formulas, baby formulas, that the FDA would not approve for the United States, they sent out to what they call third world countries as, you know, donations.
Damn, boy, y'all want to go to Africa. Incredible. Jalee said, yeah, remember China and they nasty baby formula. I do not remember China and they nasty baby formula. Where does that come from? What do you mean? What China did? Y'all got to help me out, man. Y'all know I'm new to this. I just got to this planet. Y'all know I don't know much about what goes on in y'all sick, filthy minds, humanic minds on this planet. I'm new here. This is brand new to me. Fireliner says, corporations don't destroy tainted products. There is no profit in that. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, I get it now. I get it. Jolly says that China had to recall a 1,000 formula because it was poison. China doesn't regulate anything with lead. Formula had plastic in it. But, you know, those infant powdered Enfamil and all that stuff, that fake milk that people give their babies, it is manufactured by drug companies anyway. You know what I'm saying? Drug companies are manufacturing Enfamil and Isomil and Similac and all that type of shit. Like, I can't believe that women still go in the fucking store and buy powdered drug milk for their babies. Like, what the fuck? Shit, I mean, niggas pissed off because women are wearing weave. I think y'all need to, wait, I ain't finished. I think that people need to raise an issue to black women, most importantly, that these are drug formulas that they are giving your baby. You don't know what the fuck that is. Just because that shit turned into goddamn white liquid don't mean it's fucking yours to feed your baby. I mean, it's manufactured by drug companies. I can't believe that shit. Like, damn, and I hate when they really, like, set it up where, you know, like, my mom with her little slick ass, me being a young mother, I knew to breastfeed, you know what I'm saying, when I had my daughter. But, see, my mom is so fucking mentally just fucked up in a sense, don't know good from bad and shit. So she was striving to, you know, fuck me up by saying, you know, I would watch your baby, but you breastfeed it.
you know, shit like, mind you, I'm a teenage mom. I'm 16 and shit. You know, so she was like, I would watch your baby, but you breastfeeding and shit. So you need to get that baby some Similac or something, and I'll watch that baby all day long. You see what I'm saying? So you already know, man, I end up buying Similac for my baby. You know what I'm saying? I just, it's interesting. Jolly says my ex-mother-in-law used to say that shit, too. I'm sure, I mean, it's just, oh, my God, man. It's just, you know, like, no fuck, I mean, what, God damn, you know, it's just, I just, when I think back, you know, and when I really think back at you know, at certain things that, you know, the mentally dead don't know no better, it just, it still makes me pissed. It makes me mad because then I have to go back and say, had I would have known this, it would have been different, but yeah, I know what you feel like, Jolly. I'm in the same boat. I had to get my baby some goddamn Similac and shit, because my mom used that reverse psychology on my ass, and that shit ain't good, you know. I don't, you know, but yeah, I think that we have to, you know, we really have to explain to these young mothers that the best milk is the breast milk. You know, and I mean, I know women who didn't even, you know, felt, you know, many women felt that, you know, like it was nasty for a child to suck on their breast. And I have to tell them, you let a nigga suck on your titties. Why the fuck you won't let your baby suck on? Like, what the fuck is that? You know, so, you know. So that's just, you know, I don't know. But that's that, you know. I just don't understand, you know, like, again, if I had to go back, you know, I have a lot of reasons why I should, you know, go in on my mama. But I ain't going to do it because I'm smart now, and the rest of my children was breastfed till they was, like, 6 years old and shit. So fuck it. You going to stay on this. 220 Love says now they're selling breast milk and ice cream. What the hell are you talking about? What? You heard about that, Doc? What ice cream selling? What ice cream got breast milk in it?
They had it at the place we were at.
What
place? Where we went the other day.
What, the Chinese people?
The ice cream
place. They had breast milk. Get the fuck out of here, Doc.
They had breast milk ice cream.
Is it real breast milk?
I don't know. It just had it on the list.
Get the hell, breast milk ice cream. My husband, we went to Kilwin's at Atlantic Station in Atlanta this last weekend. And he said they were selling that shit. Get out of here. Yeah. Was it real breast milk? And who the fuck got real breast milk? Hell nah. It was called breast milk ice cream.
Yeah.
220, what you talking about, man? Y'all bullshitting. Y'all nasty as hell. Honestly, though, breast milk tastes like the milk once you eat all the cornflakes up. Frosted Flakes. Breast milk tastes like sweet milk after you eat all the Frosted Flakes up, though. It's real good. I ain't never had none, but, you know, according to the way my children smell like sweet milk. You feel me? Breast milk good for you. You know, breast milk real good for you. So, anyway, but that's that. I'm just saying, you know, listen. Educate these mothers on breastfeeding. Don't educate them on why the fuck they having goddamn babies. The baby's here now. We got to teach these mothers, young or old, that please don't buy your baby no goddamn powder, drug formula, shit, Enfamil, Isomil, Similac, and all that other shit. And stay the fuck away from Gerber. What the fuck is a Gerber? Sound like gerbil, don't it? Sound like a hamster. But, you know, stay away from all that shit. I think, you know, it's time to really, you know, instead of beat a motherfucker up because they got a baby, we got to help them, you know, show them the right way, you know. Poel say, y'all still drink cow milk. I don't drink cow milk. I use that shit as an ingredient. Let me put that on record. I use cow milk as an ingredient. I hate fucking milk, period. I'm lactose intolerant. I hate milk, but I use it as an ingredient. Okay, almond milk is really good. You can actually make your own almond milk, by the way. You can make your own almond milk. I would give y'all the recipe on how to make your own almond milk, but I think I forgot one ingredient. But they say you take your almonds, put it in a bowl of water, let it sit overnight, and it turns, and then you add, I think, molasses or something to it to sweeten it up or something. I'm not sure, but, you know, something like that, you know, is good. You know, I actually, when I stopped nursing my children, and notice I used to work nursing, okay, I got a little sense. I actually used almond milk for the rest of their life. When I stopped nursing them, I gave them almond milk instead of soy milk. Most mothers would feed their babies that soy milk. I gave my children almond milk after I stopped nursing them. So, but that's that. All right, but that's enough shit, man. I mean, the fuck is this shit? Educate the young mothers, please, on breastfeeding. I think it's very important. And it shrinks your stomach faster. And stay away from ice-cold drinks like ice-cold water. Ice-cold water, pregnant mothers, blows your stomach up. Don't suck on ice. Don't drink nothing ice-cold when you're about to have your baby or once your baby is born because it keeps your stomach fat. You understand? You want to drink room-temperature water. See, I'm good at this shit now. Y'all know I can dance on certain subjects at times. You want to drink room temperature water when you have your baby, you understand? Because you don't want your stomach all fat and shit. And room temperature water is better than anything. I drink all my water room temperature, okay? But ice cold water is no good for you. It's not good for, it really is no good for anybody because that shit blow your stomach up and people realize, then you be all pissed off and shit because the nigga don't want you no more because you got a fat ass goddamn stomach because your ass drinking ice cold water. Stop drinking ice cold goddamn water and shit. All right, that's that. All right, now, that's that. Don't say I ain't never teach y'all nothing on this motherfucker. Now, don't know a little bit of goddamn how to eat to live or goddamn how to do the right goddamn thing. You feel me? I know a little bit about that. And drink plenty of water, Jolly. Water, honey. You got the problem. You know why you don't like water? Because water is, certain water is nasty. It's certain water I don't drink. Certain bottled waters I don't drink. I have a preference of water, because I'm so scared of the faucet water now, even though we have our own spring water on our property, well water, I'm still scared to drink out of the faucet. I don't know what it is, but we have well water, and it's really good, though. I'm getting used to it. I'm really getting used to my well water now, but I still am dependent upon somebody else labeling a bottle, put some water in, and have me to believe that that shit is water. But at the end of the day, though, Jolly, man, you got to find the water that tastes good for you, okay? It is some water out there for you with your name on it. I just want to put that on record. It is some water with your name on it. But, yeah, water is important. I mean, everybody know that. Everybody know that. You got to make yourself drink it, okay? Hold your nose or something. I know a lot of women who don't like water. I haven't met a lot of men. As a matter of fact, I haven't met a man yet that don't like water. But there's a lot. Why women don't like water? You know that shit, Doc. You don't know, you ain't find that answer yet, huh? Well, that's that. Anything else? This is Ask Dr. Nicole about it, anything today. I am your number one stop shop doc. Speaking of doc, Dr. J. Owusu will be on Thursday for if y'all have any comments or a particular topic you guys would like to talk about. But you can certainly ask Dr. Don Nicole Young anything today. I'll give you the answer to it. Yes, I'm open today. I normally don't allow myself to be questioned on anything, but today I think I will. Also, today is Ask Jolly Ali anything today as well, and a few other people that's in attendance on the Donna Coleon Show, Fireliners, you can ask her anything today. You can ask Selassie Smoke anything today, Black Awareness, Aminty. You can ask Aminty anything. Just don't ask her about these little girls in her building that's dressing like they 30. Because Aminty will go ham on your ass and tell you that's not the way she was raised. You can ask Tracy G. Moore anything. Ask her about them tap pants. Yeah. You can ask Tracy G. Moore anything. Ask Tracy G. Moore about them goddamn tap pants and them motherfucking, what the hell she called that shit, slips and shit. You tell Tracy got a young voice. She got to be 80 talking about tap pants and slips and shit. Amen, Lord Jesus, man. My grandmama stopped wearing slips in the millennium. Like, nigga, slips is played out, baby. Granny ain't wearing that shit. Come on in, Grape Ape. You on the air, baby. Welcome to the Don Coleo Show. Free Leonard, man. Free Leonard, man. Y'all free Leonard. Leonard is goddamn in jail. Free Leonard.
Damn.
What's up, sweetheart? How you doing, Grape Ape?
I don't know. You just fucked me up with that one.
With what, baby?
With Leonard. You know what I'm saying? Being in jail. Shit.
Yeah, free Leonard, man. Leonard got booted out for typing the same shit more than one time. So that's Blog Talk doing that shit. Y'all know I don't fuck around. I don't do no stupid shit like that. Ban motherfuckers or, you know, put on the moderate mode and all that stupid shit. You know, I ain't got time for all that. What you got, baby?
I'm in the chat room, man. I was just calling in, man. I ain't hit the button for that water shit because I swear I don't drink that shit. I drink some punch. Some lemonade and some tea. You know what I'm saying? I have to switch up the tea bag for me, which I like tea. You know the fuck you up if you drink too much of it. You know what I'm saying? But I swear, I don't drink no faucet water around this camp.
So why you don't drink water?
Because you just said it. I don't trust that shit. I know it's fucked up.
So, but you trust lemonade and Kool-Aid and shit?
Well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I rather drink that shit than drink, you know, they already fucked up, but I damn sure ain't finna be drinking no water. The shit stank. And when I do drink it, I do hold my nose. Funny that you say that shit. That's the only how I can drink it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people tell me about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I take my fluids in, you know, like fuck I need to. You know what I'm saying? And that Tapico juice, I on that shit. But I know somebody in the hospital right now is fucked up because she drunk a gallon of water every day. She say the doctor told her water was good for her, and she drunk a gallon every day, and right now she on dialysis. She got on dialysis because she drunk a gallon of water every day.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Not lying to you. I call on three-way. Don't
call
quit.
On three-way, goddammit. Call on three-way. Bullshit. Doc, he said no. That the doctor told her water was good for her. So she drunk a gallon of water every day, and now she on dialysis.
So when she was out, wait, hold on, let me.
If you drank too much water, doc say, if you drank too much water,
yeah, you was diabetic. So let me add that. So that could have
you get diluted.
You know what I'm saying? She was a diabetic, so that could have had an effect on. But yeah, that's what I heard. She's feeling that right now.
Low all those things that's necessary for the heart muscles to function.
Damn, I didn't know that too much water can goddamn. He said he ain't heard how it messes with the kidneys, but yeah, the heart, the electrolytes, and all that other stuff. Yes, indeed. I ain't know that shit. Good thing I don't drink water, man. Fuck it, goddamn. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I
nah, but I like water though. Water, my friend, man. I love water, man. That's my best friend. You feel me?
But I guess. As much anything, fuck y'all, you know what I'm saying?
But I heard that it's okay to drink a gallon of water a day. That it's okay, it's all right.
That's like 4 liters. Actually, the average person needs about maybe 2 to 3 liters, but yeah, a gallon is close to 4 liters.
Incredible. Well, I learned something new today. Or maybe I wasn't listening some of the other days. Maybe I knew this shit, just don't pay attention. That's probably what the fuck.
Well, you can put me in the backdrop, man.
But, okay, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate love. Just mute your phone or something. I'm going to leave your mic open, man. You know how we do it on the Don DeColeo Show. I ain't going to put you out because you ain't going to say nothing no more. But, real quick, Queen Afami says she wear tap pants. That's what's up. Oh, no, Queen Afami says she wear slips. She said she wore slips. I caught that, Queen. I saw that shit. I had to bring it back, though. So you and Tracy G. Moore, y'all probably born in 1900s or some shit. Who wears slips? Are you serious? Get out of here. Herman in the chat room says Dr. CB and them recommend drinking a gallon of water a day. I roll with CB on this one. I don't roll with CB at all. That nigga is a murderer to me, boo-boo. Everybody that I fucking know went to goddamn CB came back to America in a garbage bag. All right? That's all I want to say about that. I don't fuck with CB. Fuck that shit. Fuck that nigga. I don't fuck with that shit. Jolly said you can't cheat death. Nah, you can't, but you damn sure You fuck around with somebody got too many deaths on their hands, you next, goddamn it. I don't fuck with CB, you know. I don't even like that nigga personally. I just don't like him. I just don't like CB, okay? I got my issues with people I don't like that I don't know. And reason why I have to say that, because if CB has a cure for something, why is he charging the people who actually have the disease, who really can't afford any goddamn thing? Why are you charging them $3,000 to $5,000 fucking dollars, nigga? Answer that, CB. You know, so fuck CB. Fuck all these old fake-ass black I-got-the-cure-ass motherfuckers. And they charging people, you know. Like, you know, goddamn, nigga, you jacking, ain't you? You on some other shit. You know, like, damn. You know, like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you ain't got no payment plan, motherfucker? Goddamn, you ain't got no waiver or some shit? You talking about you got the fucking cure, and nigga sitting on that motherfucker like I ain't giving that shit up till a nigga come out $3,000 to $5,000. You know, I mean, that's some old fake, that's some foul shit. That's all I got to say. Like, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you and the fucking Honduras boat you rolled in. Fuck you, bitch, nigga. Fuck you. You know, fuck you. Jolly said, what's the difference between him and the drug companies? Shit, the majority of the drugs you can actually afford in America, Jack. That's the goddamn difference. Shit. Poel said, leave the brother alone, Don. Man, fuck that nigga, man. Y'all done fuck him out. Fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga. That's all I got to say. I just don't, you know, I just don't agree with certain shit like that. You know, if you the fucking man, nigga, help these motherfuckers. Goddamn. What's more important, you sitting on the goddamn cure or you helping a motherfucker that need the goddamn cure? Which one is it, motherfucker? He's sitting on shit. Fuck CB. I said it. God damn it. Anybody got his number, call that motherfucker up and tell him to call in on my motherfucking show so I can tell him in his goddamn face. Fuck you, CB. That's what I say. That's my thing. I just, you know, if I got the cure that could end a lot of this shit, nigga, I wouldn't dare motherfucking make y'all break y'all arm and y'all leg just to motherfucking have it, okay? Like I said, it's four motherfuckers I know came back in a body bag from that bitch, nigga. So it's personal, and I see it as a damn scam at the same goddamn time. Jolly say he's selling game. Yep. Fuck that. Fuck CB. Fuck all these motherfuckers, man. Shit. White man all the way.
I'm like back in the door on that shit.
Say what?
I'm back in the door on that. I want to speak on that shit right there. I'm like, fuck too. Because that is true, man. You had no business doing that shit. I'm in that predicament goddamn right now, nigga. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing y'all making it back to the other people who don't know. I don't have no motherfucking health care. Not going that motherfucker. I don't need no nigga rigging me because I ain't got enough money to pay that motherfucker what he wants. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, can't you help me like and help me like the fuck I need the help? How you going to nigga rigging me, nigga rigging shit just because you don't feel like I got enough money to pay you what you want fucking be paid? nigga, you know, all them niggas and damn near everybody right now, just want to say, is selling game is what I'm looking at around this camp, and I'm reading between that shit and hit a call they funky asses out on it. And that's all. I'm muted.
Ah, great face. In the building. Great face said, fuck that shit. I'm just saying, you know, can we all help each other? Can we all just figure this thing out? Why everybody want to scam the poor man for the poor woman? And then the nigga then he tell your ass you got to bring your ass over to Honduras and shit. What the fuck? You're not even from Honduras. People don't understand, like, half of the shit that they'll tell it, like them herbs and shit, I'm gonna give y'all a little hint. Be mindful, first of all, of the fucking herbs, these natural plants and shit. If you're not born in that particular environment, if you didn't grow up in that shit ain't for you. I don't trust. The shit ain't for you. Stop falling for all that bullshit. Half of that shit ain't funny, and I think they died because half of that shit wasn't, you know, it wasn't in their environment and shit. You know, but yeah, they came, my folks, few of my peoples came back in a body bag fucking with that nigga. So it's personal to me, and I ain't met one success story yet. Yeah. I have not met one success story. 220 Love says the government has sued him. Sued him for what, 220? Sooner for what? Y'all know a lot about these people. What he sued him for? Push one, honey, so I can hear what they sued him for. Oh, he won the lawsuit. Okay, good. Big ups to him. I don't like the motherfucker, personally. That's all I got to say. And I don't know why niggas always jump on the first goddamn boat that a nigga is selling and shit. Chill out with that shit. Y'all stop jumping on niggas' nuts and shit, too. Y'all jump on folks' nuts too goddamn quick. God damn, niggas are nut jumping and shit. I just said stop jumping on people's nuts too goddamn much. Stop it. Stop it. You back, Grey Bay?
Hey, I fucked that up. I got to speak up on the nut huggers. I got to condone you to that shit. I'm muted.
Well, what the hell happened to you? Shit. Actually, what they don't tell y'all about Left Eye is that Left Eye actually had AIDS, okay? That's why she was going to see Dr. Sebi. She had AIDS. You know, that's what she was going to see him for. And that car accident, it was no car accident for real. It was a fake left, go right, a misdirection. Left Eye died of AIDS. And why the fuck is y'all clapping over that shit? Y'all niggas sick. Yeah, she died of AIDS.
Damn.
Yeah, she didn't, that car accident was a fake left, go right. Yeah, she had AIDS. That's what she was going to see him for. You know, she actually came also to see Dr. York in hopes that Dr. York will help her with that, with the AIDS thing. But Dr. York, he's a different type of nigga. And so when she came to the land, he didn't show up. He, you know, Dr. York don't fuck around with motherfuckers that got AIDS. That nigga ain't coming nowhere around. So Dr. York, you know, she was a little hurt about that too, because Dr. York didn't show up. You know, she came to see him, you know, and he did not show up. You know, it's a lot of people that actually came to Dr. York to ask for the cure, and there are a few people who got the same story or the same thing happened where he didn't show up. He didn't fuck with him. So that's that, you know. But yeah, she passed of AIDS. It wasn't a car accident. That was a fake left go right called a misdirection. Okay. All right, somebody done sent me something in the chat room. Let me see what this is, hopefully. Okay, EU to ban medicinal herbs from April 2011. Okay, what the hell is this? Thanks to the legislation that was first put in place 6 years ago, virtually all herbal medications and supplements will become illegal in the EU as of April 2011. What the hell EU stands for? Oh, the European Union, right? EU stands for European Union? Well, goddamn, what y'all gonna do, Powell? Y'all better get the hell out of Europe. Goddamn. Freedom of choice in medicine is being taken away. You and your loved ones will only have access to the treatments based on pharmaceutical drugs. No traditional remedies, no Chinese herbs, no big word herbs, no medicinal herbs whatsoever. Chinese medicine practitioners will lose access to majority of the herbs and medicine on which they rely. Consumers will not be able to buy any Chinese herbal products within the EU. Oh, my God, that means no more green tea for you niggas. Y'all are fucked. Y'all can't even have green tea. God damn. Wow, man, what the fuck going on over there in Europe, man? What the hell? I ain't never heard of no shit like you can't motherfucking, you can't choose the.
We can't grow shit over here. We can't grow a little private garden no more. That shit is out. Motherfucker went to jail a couple of months ago for that shit.
What, growing some lettuce and shit in their backyard?
And nigga, tomatoes and shit. Cucumbers and shit like that. Oh my. Nigga, they got their ass.
Man, you know what? And y'all, you know. What the hell? Here's the thing. Here's what I always say, okay? Your property that you live on is not zoned for agriculture, okay? If you get your property zoned for agriculture, then you'll have a chance of growing your own shit, right?
No.
Yes, you will, because there are places that is zoned for agriculture, okay? Do you understand? Zoned for agriculture. The majority of these people that's trying to grow shit in their backyard, you know, is residential, not agricultural. So that's why it's important when in the book of Matthew when he said, I heard a voice crying out of the wilderness saying, come out of her, my people. Y'all got to get the fuck out of that goddamn city life. Why y'all conscious ass motherfuckers want to stay in the goddamn city when y'all already know that all hell breaks loose in the city? You have no fucking rights in the goddamn city. Why y'all so used to the goddamn transit system and convenient fucking stores that your asses won't move to the rural areas? There's rural areas in every fucking state. I just don't understand why you niggas want to goddamn pretend that y'all can still live in what is considered a rural agricultural environment when you bitch niggas live where planes, trains, and automobiles ride by and big-ass fucking buildings. Get the fuck out of the goddamn major cities, motherfuckers, goddamn. Father, I'd say scared of the dog. You ain't lying. We ain't got but two traffic lights in our town. And one goddamn street light and shit.
I know one thing about the country, nigga. When it get dark, motherfucker, it get dark. You can't see nothing out in front of your hand and the moon ain't shining around that country.
I'm just saying, man, like, y'all better get the fuck out of the major cities, man. This shit, it ain't gonna be pretty. It's not gonna be pretty. What the hell is, oh, fuck, the video is not found. They took the video down, Powell. He was giving me a link about Eunice and Owen Johns, who were morally opposed to homosexuality, are considering an appeal losing the right to become foster carers. So they don't want, yeah, well. So that's that. But I'm just saying, y'all get the fuck out the goddamn city. If y'all got an issue with that shit, move to the rural areas where your property is zoned for agriculture. and then grow your own shit there. Y'all have to understand that every, I'm sure it's illegal because niggas are now doing it. Niggas are now doing it. Mind you, Caucasians was doing it for a very long time and got away with it. But we, because we're becoming one with nature again, we're doing it, but we're doing it in the wrong environment anyway, right? Yeah, yeah. You have to do it in rural areas, sweetheart. Y'all get the fuck out of the major cities, okay?
I'm in Houston. I'm in Texas. So, you know, what you're saying, I'm in a major city, but we spread out. So, you know, we have these, like, up the street, man. It's like several ranches and horses and shit. And I'm in the city and I'm in the neighborhood. It ain't like that where I'm at. No, it, and there wasn't no black people who went to jail. These was white people, Caucasians, who went to jail who was growing their own food. But they changed the laws now. So what you're saying, it used to be like that, but it's not like that no more. Like, they haven't made it to every state, but it's going to be in every state. That's why, you know, that will make the police state. You cannot be growing your own food. They want to issue your the certain kind of money they're going to give you a year, issue the medicine they want to give you, ration your food. You know what I'm talking about? Ration everything, your food, your pay. You know what I'm saying? They're going to pay all of it. They're going to every family.
I mean, they want total control, so y'all see what's going on. And what's interesting, nobody is fighting this shit. Like, for so many people that put in the chat room that, you know, yeah, it's illegal now to grow your own shit. Like, y'all don't want to fight that? Y'all don't want to go up to the Capitol or D.C. or some goddamn where and fight that shit?
No, because a lot of these people scared to get shot in their ass. I'm just sorry.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Listen, y'all, I got 4 minutes remaining, man. The leadership is about to take off. Your boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. You got about 3 minutes to call in or Skype in to hear the next hour of the show. Again, your boarding pass number onto the leadership is 347-884-9239. I'm going to the call lines. Grape A said people scared to get shot in the ass. I don't know if I'll take a bullet for some goddamn carrots growing in my backyard. You might be right about that. 609-561, your mic is open. All ones, your mic is open. 609, come on in. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace and love. This is Sistar in Shekabay.
Sistar, what's good with you? What's
How
to
are
the show?
You? I was listening to the brothers and sisters speaking in reference to everything that goes from your esophagus to your anus. And that particular bill was passed in 2009, right after Obama, right after the 2009 bill passed in reference to the health issue. And they passed a bill called Codex Alimentarius. And that's from your esophagus to your anus. They will regulate everything that goes through you. And that whole thing dealing with the food, yeah, that's right. They even want to tell you what seeds you can put into the earth. So it gets real deep, so we got to do our whole seed thing. The only way you can tell if a fruit is real, you buy a bunch, leave one out. If it molds, then you know it's the real deal.
You know what the fuck people going to really have to do for real? I know we talk about it all the goddamn time. This about to be the first time I'm about to say this shit and mean it. Man, we got to come together and build our own fucking nation. Like,
Thank you.
I mean, for real.
Ain't nothing like a public.
We
state.
Got to come together now, goddamn it. This some bull fucking shit, okay?
Can I add some shit right quick?
Yeah, let me put 347-750. Your mic is open, too. All ones, come on in with us.
And not only that, and we need to be just like them, man, because they got places under the ground and shit. You know, I know a white man who dug out a fallout shelter better than the government, and he did it by himself with a bucket until he died. And his family and his grandchildren, they get the fruits of his labor. They in the fallout shelter, they showed the history channel, and they only showed them part, and that bitch was huge. You know what I'm saying? We have to have shit like that that don't nobody know about, growing shit underground and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And not just a nation. We need to be, yeah, as you say, a nation together. But I told a lot of people, nigga, you know, I'm working on that shit. And if your ass ain't spiritually right, I can't take your ass with me. That's like the Noah's boat, nigga. Your ass can't get on this boat if your ass is an evil, devious motherfucker. You can't be in here fucking no nigga wives and no nigga kids and doing none of that shit. We're going to kill your ass. Ain't no, we got to police ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we have to have. We got to have police and all that. Because, you know, niggas, I don't care. Niggas, I don't get whether they retire size to motherfucking baggy pants civilians tonight. Niggas, they don't know how to act right now. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we fucked up. We need to get all them people to know how to act right first and teach these other youngsters to act right, man. And get, like you said, and you know, do that.
Yeah, man, because this shit, if what I'm hearing is finally coming to pass, which I knew, yeah, it's time to, yeah, we got to do something.
Hey, Dawn.
Come down, phone, I'm saying my line busy. You dial the right number, man. Come on in, all ones and 347-750. The leadership has officially taken off. Anybody want their mic open, push one now, just in case my switchboard go down. If you want your mic open, please push one now. 410, your mic is officially open. 206, your mic is open. 323-299, your mic is officially open. Okay, let me mute that mic. This shit ain't gonna work.
Dawn, I just wanted to say something about the nature of our people. They don't believe shit until it happens. You know, and that's one of the main problems why we're not coming together. They're going to wait till this shit really hit the fan, and that's what's going to be, oh, we got to come together now. We shouldn't be waiting for that when we know in advance what we should be doing. But it's just the nature, and I can't even say our people, it's just the nature of man, people, period, just to wait until things happen. And it doesn't make any sense that goes down like that. It doesn't make any sense.
Great, hey, could you three-way Poel in on your Skype? Do you know how to use a conference call?
Do you know how to conference in?
Never mind. Okay. Boy, y'all got y'all ways of getting in, boy. Thank y'all so much. I'm hearing the feedback, though, on my stuff. I don't know if it's you, Elohim, or 410 or 206. Somebody
no,
just put
I
in
my,
on
I cut
this.
My, I cut my monitors off.
Oh, you mute yourself, baby.
Yeah, my monitors is off.
Okay, I'm hearing like a double echo.
Okay, but my monitors is off. I don't know why. I can hear the double echo, too. I don't know why.
I'm trying to
Hello, I'm about to troubleshoot that shit like yesterday. Watch, you'll see. You'll see how quick this shit dead is. Nope, it's still there. Probably Grape 8. Yeah, hello. Yep, it was Grape 8. Grape 8, I had to mute you, baby. I'm hearing an echo. So, you know, I hate for your shit to go down. You there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pissed on. I'm just saying people just, you know, don't believe anything until they see it. And they wait till it hits the fan to want to start making these moves that we got to make to unify when we should be doing it now. Like September 11th, people in America felt so safe, like nothing can touch them. It wasn't until people got touched here with World Trade Center, now all of a sudden they want to band together. So why we should be banding together now before certain things are executed before us to say, well, we got to do it now is all I'm simply saying.
I agree, man. Well, I mean, this is like, I'm telling you, man, this is the first time I'm going to say this shit, though, for real, man. I think it's time for those that know that has the ability, it's time to build a nation at the end of the goddamn day. You know, and it's, I mean, you can. It's your God-given right to have your own nation.
A brotherhood has to be established amongst the men of our people. It's important that a certain brotherhood is established. I mean, it's a man's world. What I mean by that, I'm not trying to say anything against women, but for example, in Egypt, they got rid of Mubarak, but they're going to put another man there. They want to get rid of Gaddafi, but they want to put another man there. What I'm saying is that we as black men have to get our equal footing with the other men of the nation so that we can even have some say-so in the earth, and then we can tend to our nation. It's just about us as men being able to just govern certain things of our own nation. Like, for example, we should be policing our own. We should have our own police force.
Yes, come on in, Jolly.
How you doing today, Dawn?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
Great. What you got for us?
You know, sometimes I look at the condition of black people, and I can see what... I think it was Elijah Muhammad that talked the shit where he was like, a black scientist grafted a white person to test us.
You talking about the graftation of Yacoub or some shit?
Yeah.
That's the 5% doctrine. Clarence the 13X put that out.
When I look at black people, I can see I can see that as being possible because it's very easy for us to say, you know, we have to get rid of the system, and, you know, and that's the problem. So it's easy to say, you know, it's the white person that's causing the problem, for example. But what we often forget is that that white person, you know, in the story is grafted from the original man. So there would have to be a part of you in that cracker. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, the moral of the story is that we have to deal with our shit really and totally, because regardless as to what we conquer, if we are still who we are, we're going to have to keep conquering shit. You see? So you want one system crumbles, and but what do you have to replace it? You still have nothing but greedy people who want power and want to use and manipulate. You still got those same people. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you damn sure said it. I mean, what are we supposed to do, Jolly? What's the answer?
My answer is always personal growth and development, you know. I feel like that's the number one thing we don't have time for. That's what they distract us from, which is ourself, our personal growth and development. A lot of time we spend so much time looking outside of ourselves, we don't acknowledge what we have going on, so we don't grow. And I feel like if we really grew as a people, you know, if I grow and I spend time on me and if you grow and spend time on you, if we grow individually, that makes the collective growth, you see? Like, we try to cure the collective for the individual, but
right.
We're just people. We're just individual people making up a collective, you see?
Don, I wish that we can get an understanding of the importance of just the black man getting his equal footing with the rest of the men of the earth. Yes, we have to get our equal footing with the rest of the men of this earth. As a nation, we are dealing with men that are ruling over nations. Chinese have their men ruling over their nations. Japanese have their men ruling over their nations. All these other nations have this power. We as black men have to get our equal footing. This is something that has to be done. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you
like,
talking to women about that, Elohim? What are women going to do about that?
This is what women have to accept. This is what we all have to accept.
The king does not ask the fucking minions to accept his rulership. He takes that shit and tells them to bring them his water. What are you talking about?
Right now, it's not about philosophy. It's just about what we have to do right now. It's been happening by kings. It's not even about that. It's just about us as black men getting together. Philosophies ain't got nothing to do with this. It's just about us as black men coming together and doing what we got to do to get our union together as men and get our equal footing with these other men of the earth who have a certain dominion. Then we as men can look back at our nation and tend to these problems. That's what it's about. It's not all about this with ancient kings and queens. It ain't got nothing to do with that. We're dealing with a world of reality where right now you got a group of people who just uprise and say, we don't want this man over us. And they got their way. And because another group of people saw that, they're saying now we don't want this man over us. So we're dealing with a man's world. That's the reality. And we as our brothers, we got to get our equal footing with them before we can even talk about how we're going to straighten out our nation.
The men got to get their power structures right.
We got to get the power structures right within the men of our people. That is an absolute must.
Exactly. And you're, as the black man, as the original man, your equal footing has nothing to do with the way the Chinaman runs his shit, No, sir. You're the original man, not the copycat.
You're the original man.
So if the original man is to be the leader of the natural world, then you all need to assume your rightful place, which is what? In line with your woman.
First, I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you. But you see, before the brothers can even get in line with the woman, we got to get in line with ourselves. There's a part where just we as men, we got to just deal with each other first before we could deal with anything else. Just we as men got to deal. We just have to be able to deal as men. We got to first get that established where these brothers, our brothers can just be men amongst themselves. They can talk before they can just run and shoot and kill each other over a disagreement. We just as black men got our own little personal problem that I'm saying we got to work out before we can even do all this other stuff you're talking about.
That's true. So it seems like talking to some women about it is not really, you know, the avenue for which it's going to be helpful.
Basically, I'm on Don's show. We talking. I'm just expressing an opinion on it. When I'm looking at this cause that we're talking about and what's on the show, it's important about a man right now. Sisters, y'all got to understand that what's happening with your man, your king, I don't care if you want him to bring you spoils or all that's on you, regardless of what, I don't care about philosophies. All I'm saying is that as reality, without religion and beliefs, kings, whatever, I ain't forget all this king stuff. Just me as a man, I got to relate to my brothers as a man. And we as men got to talk on what we're going to do as men and get together to get some power structure and footing for us as men that we can deal with our women and then with the affairs of our people.
Let's get all the men online, man. Are there any men that's listening in that's on the leadership right now? Let's get y'all in. Let's y'all figure this thing out, man.
Get
together. Push one on your keypad, man. If you're a man, want in, push one,
yeah, where
man.
Where they at? Because it's not about...
Where the real men at? Where they at?
I'm kidding about that king philosophy stuff. I'm just talking about a man. Get all that philosophical stuff. Just a man, period. Just a man for what we got to do today. Forget all that religion and philosophy stuff. What we're going to do is just men, what we see happening in our societies going on with our women and our children and our families. We're men. And there's a responsibility that these brothers and men have to take. I feel you, sisters. But y'all talk about men being kings. There ain't no damn king that ain't going to take the responsibilities of being kings. There is things that we just got to do as men, brothers, without philosophies. Forget that I'm an Israelite. Forget this brother's a Muslim. What the hell we going to do is just as men?
Right. So do you have the answer to that question?
Yeah, I got the answer. We got to talk. That is the answer. We got to talk and cut the bullshit. I mean, really cut the bullshit like we don't know. We're all conscious. We're all adults. We know what it is. Like I said earlier on my show, the main reason why the solution to stop this gun violence is because these young brothers is a bunch of pussies. Because they run to a gun, because they can't fight. That's the real reason to it. That's the real, because they can't knuckle up and they can't take an ass whooping. That's the bottom line to the solution to that.
Can I suggest that the other problem with the gang banging is it's a bunch of boys running to other boys, you know, to come together on shit when they, you know, maybe would serve their time better to go to their mother, you know, for their confusion or their, you know, possible questions instead of other boys?
Well, I hear you on that, but for me right now, nah, the real solution for that is that these niggas out here, they just scared to knuckle up. They can't take a fucking eye jammy or bust a lip or bust a goddamn nose. That's the problem. That's all.
Okay,
it is.
Real quick,
let me
say this real quick, because we do have somebody, I guess, that want to join in on this manly discussion. Anybody else before my switchboard go down, please push one on your keypad now. Those who already pushed one, your mic is open.
And I didn't know that I was just on the line with a bunch of women. I would have never said that. I didn't mean to disrespect the Queen's Zone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
boo-boo.
You didn't disrespect me, baby. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't, you know, because I thought there was some men on the line. You know, I didn't want to just,
I mean,
you know,
it is a man that's listening, you know, and their mics are open.
Court.
I'll see their numbers, but it seems like, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're busy right now. Maybe.
Okay, because up in the Queen's Court, hey, I respect what y'all.
No,
you
good, man. I mean, my court is for all people. You feel me?
Okay.
You know, this is not a feminine domination going around this motherfucker. I would, even though I probably would love for it to be that way, but that's
Look
not the
you.
Case. God
but
made
see,
me funky.
Can I ask y'all a question? Now, I want to talk about just that with y'all. Don't y'all think that that's not some of the problem, that y'all just want to dominate us? Can't y'all see that we need to be more uniting than y'all, like, trying to be, like, the dominating us. And don't y'all think that, y'all don't feel that's a little out of order? I mean, I'm talking. I'm going to talk about it. Not argue. I want to talk about it, not argue, not fight. Let's dialogue about it.
Wait, Dolly. Before the sisters that's listening and that heard that question, we do have a brother that wants to make a statement. Come on in, man.
May peace be with you all. How's everybody going? I have a solution. You know, I found something in what I've noticed that works real well as far as men getting together and helping to solve the solutions is starting with your relative men, brothers, cousins, uncles, people that you have in your family that you can step up to and talk to without feeling like you got to figure out who they are. You start with them, and then y'all get together and develop a strategy for how y'all going to handle the men and the boys in your families, your sons, nephews, and other young men and baby boys on up in your family, in your group. All of a sudden, you got a small community already developed with everybody working in sync as to how our men are going to, you know, develop, how they're going to grow up, and how we're going to better our family structure, and by that helping the community as a whole. Those groups of men that are of age, the adult men who have come together, the brothers, the cousins, the uncles, they get together with other groups of men, families, who all of a sudden, before you know it, in that community, in that neighborhood that they're in, they are all communicating together and are strategizing together as to what is going to work best for the whole community. But it has to start right there at home first. If you have a brother, start with your brother and brothers and their boys and sons and your nephews, uncles, and other men in your family. And all of a sudden, again, like I said, you actually are starting to grow from a unit structure to where the whole community is doing the same thing. And they can all come together as families. That's how lots of societies learn from us how to do it. We definitely have to realize that it's not just societies or communities run by men. It's just that those men in those communities have to get together with the men in their family, their blood relatives, and realize that a majority of the successful communities or societies have actually been run by matriarchal societies, where the women actually make decisions as to which direction the community should be going in. The men are responsible, though, for making sure that the men, the boys, and the young men know what their roles are. And that it starts with the family structure.
All right.
I agree with him. That's a prime example of a start. I agree with him. It starts in the home. It all starts from the home. I said that earlier on my show this morning. I said a lot of people who join these youth movements and all that, it's only because they're dealing with the product of the environments of their own children in their own homes. Either their children got shot or their nephew got shot or their children's involved with drugs or guns or something like that. Now you want to join these community events dealing with the youth, and that's all. But it's really still a product of your own home environment. Kids act the way their parents. The daughter act like her mother. The son act like her father when he can get around them. That's all it is. It starts in the home. It does. It starts in the home. I agree with him.
And that's more of a positive solution, too, instead of fighting.
It certainly is a positive solution. Yes. Yes, indeed. So I'm glad that there's another, female on the line. Did you want to answer that question? Did you want to dominate over men, Jolly, you, Butterfly, whose mic is open? Like, who wants that, really?
No, I don't want to dominate over men. I'm feminine. I love being feminine. I just want a man that's man enough to take charge and lead me in the right direction. Won't lead me into a dirty ditch somewhere.
That's all I was just saying. Men to get themselves together. That's what I meant.
And it's not about them fighting. It doesn't matter about fighting and if they can pick up a gun or use their fist. It's something they need to use their mind.
Exactly. I agree with you. That's what I meant when I said we got to come together and work it out. That's exactly what I meant. For men, for us to straighten out, our brothers have to get themselves together. They got to be able to talk, come together, and just work their own little circle out. And then when they can deal with that, then we can look at our women and say, okay, baby, we're ready to deal with you. Then when we can get that together, then we can say, okay, baby, we got us together. Let's deal with our family, one by one. But the same
so
way,
let me get this clear real quick. What you're basically saying is that the men need to come together first.
Yes, yes, they have.
What
to get
issues do you niggas have with one another?
Issues first, hatred. They aren't you? We can't even walk without. We can't even walk the street without looking at each other. Y'all looking at me like there's all these egos, all this macho stuff. Oh yeah, men got crazy macho egos. Just awful.
Yeah,
look.
But if
they can't even men can't talk. See how you sisters can talk? Men can't do that. Men's egos get in the way. They can't be men and say, look, brother, you messing up, man. What you doing right there is off, man. Why don't you leave that alone? Nah, what you talking about, son? And see, it's all this nonsense and all this cockiness amongst men where we can't even talk and accept criticism from each other to correct each other. That's one major problem.
Right, right. And I think it goes back to that particular solution where you guys form that close knit in the family. First.
Exactly. I agree with that, brother.
Right.
If it starts in the home, then it can lead out into the streets and the community.
And it starts in the man's home, in the man's family, where he has dominion over.
And not only just in the man's home where he has dominion over, in the man when he's dealing, period. You got men that have women that have children that's not theirs. So they still have to show that example to that woman's son. I don't care if it's not your child. You still do that child like it is your son and show him those qualities. And let that child see a man quality from you. If he can't see it from his real father, let him see it from you since you're the one with his mother.
Okay, so let me ask you something. What do you say in the case of a child that does not look at the same sex funny or wants to fight him because they looked at him wrong? Just someone that's, you know, that's just right and exact. What do you say to him?
You're saying that the one to look at someone like thinking that they're gay or something, you say?
No, you said that you got men that look at each other the wrong way and they fight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm just saying, let's take someone that does not do those particular things as a male or a man. What do you say to them?
To me, that's a mature man. That's a mature man because I could do that, and some men can do that, get an eye contact. Most of us will get locked in, and then I can finally both nod. We keep it moving. That's a mature man. You're not. You're supposed to have a mental control to break it. A real man understands what that's about on the street. Real dudes know what that's about, is what I'm saying to you. If you're still out there doing that, you're still young in mentality. A mature person done been there, done that, know what that is. An OG knows that, what that is. Just sit back and just...
Okay,
like,
so I'm still striving to... I'm really striving to...
Yeah,
see
I'm
this
answering
their
maturity. You ask me those who don't do that, the ones who don't
right,
do that.
Right, but
I
what I'm striving to see what you guys see is...
The problem for looking at each other
is to sit amongst a group of men and say what to them is what I'm not clear on. I'm just
okay,
not clear on that.
Okay, we need to be
okay, go ahead.
We should be able to talk about our problems. First thing talking about, men ain't supposed to cry, men ain't supposed to this, men ain't supposed to this. We are men. A lot of us are holding in so much because of these stereotypes that men ain't supposed to vent this, men supposed to be strong and all that. And a lot of brothers are just all bottled up with all of this. Brothers got to vent. Brothers got to exhale, too. It's not just a woman thing just to sit back and...
Yes, you're exhaling right now.
They need to get rid of that pride, though.
Yeah,
if
that's what I'm talking
on
about.
If your tennis shoes is $300 or $400, that's some dumb shit to me. Need to get over that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say what?
I said they need to get rid of that pride. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got, instead of tripping on, you know, little meaningless things like tennis shoes and stupid stuff
right.
like that. You know? Pride is a
ego.
Sin. That's one of the worst devils. Pride.
But everything that each and every one of you are stating can be said about both sides. It's not just men that act that way. It's women that act the same way.
Well, we are concerned about the men right now, B.A.,
mm-hmm.
because that what started the topic. So we're not involved in this right now. We're just here to listen. But because you're a man, maybe you can also help this manly situation.
Yes,
not so.
No, because I think it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's a waste of time to try to get everybody to unite. Just move forward as an individual. You try to stand up here and tell everybody they need to unite. You're really just wasting your time and holding yourself back.
You see what this man says to me? Now you see the fight we got?
Okay, let me say this in the chat room. I think this was very. Can I say something real quick? Because, you know, we really don't have long to really speak wisdom and truth from time to time. Can I please say something? Apaji says, if men had an honest dialogue with each other, it would lead to a stronger family.
But not according to what he just said. I don't mean to get on you like that, brother, but that's the point. We have to talk. It's not about individuality. It's about us grouping together, man. We family, man.
Oh, I don't believe in that. I'm very
nah,
sorry.
Nah, brother, we family. Lay the fall out what you don't believe in. You don't
that's
see me. I never saw you. You ain't never saw me. We family, man.
That's why it has to be blood family.
I want y'all to see this example. He's not down with me telling him we family. Here I am saying we family, blood. Forget it. You ain't seen me. I ain't seen you. We family. We need to talk. He ain't down with that. See the problem?
Nope.
Come on, man. And
nope.
Then you wonder why he didn't get
but
pissed off.
But that's not a problem. That's my personal decision.
Yeah,
see,
but that's
a
problem that we
got to
stop
as yeah,
men.
But
that's
what we
got to
understand as black people is
so
that
what
just like Asians and Latinos, we are also individuals. We're not a monolith. That's what we need to understand. I mean, that's my personal decision. You can consider every black man your brother or whatnot, but I don't do that. I tell me that's
tell you
very
what.
Foolish. It's very,
Queens,
it's very dangerous.
Don Queens,
I mean,
thank y'all, Queens, for letting me talk on your show. I'm going to let y'all have y'all show back because I want respect in your show.
Good.
I'm not here to bring none of that nonsense.
I agree.
Don and the other sisters, and, you know, I express my opinion. Thank y'all for taking the time to hear
that's
me.
That's right.
I'm going to continue to listen to your show, though, Don. You know I love you.
All right, peace, Noggin.
I
apologize
she
on behalf of
well,
BA, man. You're talking some real shit.
Okay, well, I just want to say this. Well, it was a comment made. That's why it's important that whatever BA family agreed on, that's what they family agree on. Whatever your family agrees on, Elohim family agrees on. And so on and so on. And then those families
and
can come together.
And he contradicted what he even just stated. He just said we can't agree to disagree, but yet he goes disagreeing.
Not the personal one-on-one.
There's always one to make it so difficult.
And monkey wrenches, B.A. I mean, every time, aren't you that Malcolm that be coming on Nikki's show? Every time
yeah,
you come on,
point.
Man, you always start up some bullshit controversy, man.
Exactly.
Can we get some... for solutions like this.
Oh, I don't start up anything. I mean, if you got a problem with what I got to say, then just refute what I got to say. At the end of the day, nothing that any of you are saying are facts. It's not written in stone. It's just opinionated. It's just philosophy. Philosophy has been said thousands of times over and over again.
Come on, baby. Calm down.
Really, it's simple. We all just need to work together. Like, Don says, let's have our own nation. Let's have our own money.
Well, it's not a reality.
Let's
That's
flip
just the
this
bottom
shit.
Line. It's not a reality. And there's a lot of black
people.
It is
a reality. It is
Shut
a reality when we're talking about, when we're saying, here's where the reality comes in. Reality is this. In your home, you have what is called your family values. In your home, your family ties, you have that. And if someone disagrees with that particular reality, when you come home as a man to discuss certain things with your blood male relatives, you know, on the way things should be done in your family, that is a reality. That's not an opinion. These are people setting down facts and family ties and rules and regulations in their family, sweetheart. That's not an opinion. Nobody came with opinion. Nobody came with that.
You kind of did, because not everybody's gonna agree to no Black Nation. I know I'm gonna. I know.
Oh, you
I know
on
I'm
the Black
definitely
Nation
not
shit. We moved forward from that when Elohim was saying that Black men need to finally come together and figure this thing out, is where we moved to that particular subject on where Black men could now eventually build. That's what we were. You still stuck on the Black Nation. I don't give a fuck what color the nation is, but you better have your own. It doesn't matter. You as an individual, you might be cast out, my nigga, at the end of the goddamn day. People are building nations on their on American soil.
That's right.
And it's sovereign.
Right. They've been doing that.
Yeah, so, you know, that's not an opinion either, my nigga. 865, come on in. Your mic is open. Anybody else might want that mic open while my switchboard is still alive. Push 1-865-455. Your mic is open. Come on in.
A lot of work. I see why they charge.
I don't think they meant to push one. But I don't, you know, I don't see it as, you know, an opinion or it's not going to happen. I'm just saying, like, God damn. Shit, I mean, you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers got their own communities, man. Like, for real, got their shit together.
The Mormons and the militia people, I mean, what does BA think about that?
I mean, there are Black communities that have our own.
With the Mormons, the Tea Parties, and et cetera, that's not
even
all
the
whites
Amish
coming together. But that's not all of them coming together. Just like
the
Chinatown,
Amish?
That's not all Asian people.
I'm not saying all Black people need to come together, because that shit ain't going to happen. We already know that. Like, all white people can't come together. We already know that shit, too. I'm saying that the way that they're regulating, like the sister said, from your rooter to your tutor, whatever the fuck that shit is, if they're regulating that shit, y'all better find a goddamn, you better find your family who owns acres some goddamn way or something. You better find that relative who got acres in the country or something, or buy your own acres. Figure the shit out is what I'm saying. But we can have a nation, though.
I think the only reality is that, you know, most of the youth in this country, and some of our Black youth, have basically evolved. And it's just a lot of the older people that still roll with this mentality of all Blacks coming together.
I agree. Who don't have a family? The older people?
No, I'm saying not that they don't have a family. I just think that, you know, they perpetuate them old 60s, 50s,
oh, okay,
and 40s mentality of all Blacks coming together. When in reality, we live in an integrated society with many cultures, many people growing up together. So that will never be a reality.
But it was like how we got to where we were and how we can make it better from here on. That's why all those that are thinking individually like that, they don't have a family tie.
True that.
And they will have to start from scratch. I'm gonna build my empire. Now it will be four more generations before they.
Oh, I have a very strong family tie. What is he talking about?
That was being built three generations ago, and they are the fourth generation that's become the empire, because those three generations kept tied into them and kept them close by and kept them close to them. So yes, all those that are on their own saying we on our own, y'all old people need to go somewhere and shit and die. They ain't going to never have nothing to build from but their own strategy.
Well, nobody never said that, and I would appreciate if he didn't just put words in my mouth.
They'll be the old person that somebody comes to and says, go somewhere and die, you old fart, four generations later, because they didn't start anything when they had the ability.
I agree.
It was on them to start from scratch.
And it's time to identify ourselves.
Well, that's a beautiful attitude. Individualism. You start from scratch on your own.
Start from scratch on your own, or you do what? What's the other one? What's the other option?
Or you allow that connection to stay intact from the three generations back that it already started.
Right.
So where you would be on top.
I agree. Well, I'm going to have to be, I know I'm starting from scratch because we don't have shit in our family. Right. Well, I know I have to start from scratch, goddammit.
Well, my uncle.
Because Martin Luther King fucked my shit up. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, Doc, you get serious. You get serious. Exactly. So I have to start from, a lot of us have to start from scratch, though. We passed the Martin Luther King shit, though, but a lot of us have to start from scratch. A lot of us have to start from scratch, though. Okay. We're not as fortunate as most people.
And not a lot of choice and not because that's the way it is.
It was because of the way it was.
Well, for some.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the ones that have to start from scratch because I'm sure that it's a lot of us on the phone that have to start from scratch. We have to start from scratch, Doc. I mean, we don't have shit. We don't have nothing. So you have to start from scratch.
Yes, you do. You don't have anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, who the fuck can do you know they got something right now?
That's for me not to know.
No, for you to know and for us to find out. You said for you not to know. You messed up.
No, and for you to find out.
The majority of the people have to start from scratch because they don't have nothing. They can't go back. They don't. Well, then just shut the fuck up then. How about that? If you don't know, I'm just saying the majority of the people have to start from scratch in order to get this shit going. And I'm saying it. I know it to be a fact. I know it to be a fact. Oh, then you in denial. Then you are straight in goddamn denial if you don't see that shit.
You're talking about a race of
people. I'm just saying, I'm not talking about a race. I'm talking about as individual families, as whatever, as the whole motherfucking name of the family. People have to start from scratch regardless of how big the family. They ain't got no land. They don't own shit. They don't have nothing. So that's starting from scratch. That's starting back from where they left off, whether it was four generations ago or coming up into the next fourth generation. They still have to start it because we've lost everything. Let's take a poll. Who in attendance today? Do y'all starting with 609? Are you starting from scratch or you already set up?
I'm set up.
Okay, what you got?
We got land in Virginia because I can take my, we did a genealogy because we can take it back
uh-huh.
to before United States was the United States, and that's any of the three of them. We're taking it back and doing the letter work.
Okay, what's on your land? What land? What do y'all have?
It's called Virginia, which they call England.
Okay, so Virginia is y'all's land.
Yeah, that's part of our land. It's part of our land.
Okay, so what do y'all have on it is what I'm asking. Is it self-sustained? Can y'all go there? I mean,
yeah,
what's going on? Like, help me
growers.
Out. Help me see it for real.
Yeah, there's still a lot of the family that have the vegetables and everything. That's where we have our family reunions and what have you. Here in Chicopee, this is the area that I'll be pushing down some stables in, what they call to put down to claim your land and what have you.
Are you starting from scratch? That sounds like starting from scratch to claim your
Jersey,
land.
In Jersey, we're starting from scratch and what they call New Jersey.
Which one is it? Are you starting from scratch or y'all already set up is the question?
In Virginia, my family's already set up.
So would that be inclusive of you?
Yeah,
would that be part of you?
Yeah, that's part of me.
Okay, so you straight. You and your family is straight because y'all already set up in Virginia. Y'all got half of Virginia?
We don't have half of Virginia, but we have quite a bit.
Okay, and I'm asking the question again. What's on it? What do y'all have?
The home,
If the shit hits the fan today, y'all will be on and operating.
It's enough where we can snatch up the generations that are here in Chicopee and go to Virginia and live comfortably.
Okay. All right, great. All ones, what you got?
I say I'm already set up, too.
Okay, you set up. What you got?
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of me accomplishing what I want in my personal life, you know, I'm about to get into this PhD program. I got my own apartment, got my own car, got my own job, doing my own thing. I sit on about four boards in my city down here, NAACP. Railroads for Young Black America, Beach Cleanup, and the last and final one is youth help out. You go out and help out the youth. So I'm set up. I'm doing what I got to do.
Okay, so you don't have to start from scratch. Did you, was it already laid down for you, like Sister
no.
from VA? Or did you have to start that yourself?
It wasn't laid down for me. It took me quite a while to get to where
I'm at. Okay, so you had
to
start from scratch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you are set up now that you had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you started from scratch, or you are you starting from? Excuse me, sweetheart. Are you starting from scratch, 410, or are you already straight? You already set up through your relatives, prior generations?
I have land in Texas and Colorado, but I want my, you know, as far as my family, but and also in Oklahoma, but I want my own, you know, because I have to share that with my family, so I want my own, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you want your own what?
Land.
But okay,
I would be starting
from scratch?
Yeah, as far as my own land, but I share land with my family in Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado.
Okay, and that's because of choice.
Well, I mean, if I need to go there and build, I can, but I just have to share it with my family, the rest of my family. I want something of my, like my own. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, right. So you don't want to share it. You don't want to share the land. You want to have
your
own.
It's cool. I do share it. I mean.
Okay. Is the land self-sufficient?
Yeah. It's very self-sufficient.
What all's on it?
Well, the one in Colorado is in the city, and that's basically apartment buildings. And the one in Texas is basically like suburbia type of like row housing.
Mm-hmm.
But and same with Oklahoma. Basically, my family owns the whole town, half the town anyway.
Well, goddamn it, you want to go? Why
Wagner,
you don't want to share that?
Oklahoma, Wagner, Oklahoma, because they argue and
he's keeping stats. Talking about that's 2 out of 3. That's not 2 out of 3. She don't want to goddamn pick up with the 4. I did. All right, okay, 206, come on, 206. You self-sufficient or you got to start from scratch?
Start.
Your family to set you up or you got to start from scratch?
I got to start from scratch.
All right, that's 2 out of 2. That's same shit. We even, Doc. You got to start from scratch.
Yeah. Family helped me a time ago. I'm the black sheep. You know, family ousted me a long time ago, man. So it's like they say, fuck me, I say, fuck them.
Okay, so does your family have anything? Have your family, did your family set up shop regardless of whether or not they said, fuck you, and you said, fuck them? Are they straight? Is your family straight?
I don't know, Don. I haven't, you know, I'm an outcast. I'm the one of those kids that was left behind. You know, the streets raised me. Okay, I came across this knowledge. I came across you 2 years ago. You know, and since then I've been in this so-called consciousness, and growing.
Okay.
I've been growing from there. All right.
They asked me to do a poll in the chat room, Doc. Poll in the chat room. One, if your family, whether you like them or not, has set up a place for you, land and all that stuff, push one. Two, if you're struggling, got to do it on your goddamn own. If you're starting from scratch, push two. All right, we got one. And push three if you got a choice. We got one with a choice. That was her. That was 14 with a choice. Now, but we got two. All right, take that poll. John Lee, keep track of the poll. Black Awareness got twos. Apogee's got twos. Black Awareness got threes, too. He got to start from scratch, and he got a choice. 3 out of 4. Add me in that shit, too, because I certainly got to start from scratch. Put that on record. 248, your mic is open. Come on in.
on. I'm starting from scratch.
We got another starting from scratch. 248 starting from scratch. Okay. Uh-huh. Now he's saying y'all aliens, okay? I mean, it ain't that we don't have a family. Like, we all got family, you know what I'm saying? But I'm seeing it as the like you said, the older generation. We are the fourth generation. Anybody born in the 70s?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we consider, like, the fourth generation. And I'm just starting from the 70s babies, okay, because... You know, you mentioned the old folks. Yeah, but we've been the fourth generation. That's what I'm talking about. We're about the fourth generation. Goddamn, stop trying to goddamn be smart all the time. All right, we are basically the fourth generation. Did your family, y'all got land, the fourth generation? Are y'all straight? The 70s children, are y'all straight?
No.
No, the fucking truth is that, nigga, our great-greats didn't leave us shit. We ain't got nothing. They might have had it and sold it or gave it up. It don't matter, but we ain't got shit. We got to start from goddamn scratch. No, we wasn't born with a goddamn silver spoon in our mouth like your family, Huxtable.
Real
We wasn't born like that, Shawty. We wasn't established shit. We did not get shit. You can't get pissed off because motherfuckers need to start from scratch. And this is where we started off at, is from goddamn scratch. We ain't got shit.
At least we started.
At least we started. That's right.
Yep.
Goddamn, I mean, all that other shit, like, damn, what family do you know that, I mean, we don't have what sister has in Virginia that can go to a land that has their name on it, or a butterfly that has their city name on it. We would, you know, their family name on the city. We ain't got that shit. The weed that took the census, the damn poll count that pushed 2 and 3. The ones that pushed 2 that have to start from scratch, dog. Why you acting like goddamn niggas? Goddamn, what was the point? Dude, that's the point of all the damn greats coming before us, because we ain't had shit. We talking about the ones that push 2. In the case of the ones that push 1, then what we supposed to do with them? Why you keep saying we? Nigga, the motherfuckers on the line. Shit. Why you keep asking we, dog? Come on now. We did congratulate them. Well, then, yeah, we're going to take some tips. Go ahead. Share some tips with us, y'all. Oh, mine, it's going to have to take. It's going to have to come faster than goddamn 4 generation. That shit going to have to come like yesterday. But a lot of us are starting from scratch because we don't have shit.
Y'all own all of this. You own it all. Right.
So, whose name on the deed?
Your footprint's on the deed.
Your footprint.
All you got to do.
Hey,
it's about a public site. The first thing we get is our nation, like you were saying, raise our nation up. It's just due to a public site. We announce who we are, not allow other people to announce who we are. And collect all of those freaking treaties that don't have a sister's name on it and stamp them void. Simple as that. But it's not a sister's name. This is a matriarchal society. You won't find a sister's name on not one of those treaties. And a treaty is a gift from a sovereign to someone who is actually in captivity. So basically, United States is under British.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do for us that's starting from scratch? Like, what, for real, help us out.
As we do a public site, we raise up. When we raise up, that consists of basically 13 clan mothers. I know.
So we only need 13 women?
It's not 13 women, it's 13 clan mothers.
Well, you know, women come with babies, so, you know, that's a clan. 13 families?
You can say 13 families, but 13 tribes, because within that clan, you come with a multitude of people.
And then what happens after the 13 are assembled?
You collect those treaties. You come together in a mindset, because where that woman is, she's ruling, and basically because she's whispering into that man's ear what he has to do, she's giving him that strength, that backbone. It's not the Tamahu man that's running this. It's this woman that's running this. The battle's between us and the other women.
Mm-hmm.
It's not against the men. Believe me, all they're doing is fulfilling the need that we desire.
Yeah, we're just the pawns for y'all.
Okay, I got completely confused.
Me too.
Me too.
I say, just look in the newspaper on those tax liens and go buy you some property for 10 G's.
Or you go to Detroit and get it for 500.
Or
exactly.
If that's
okay.
What you choose to do.
No, but let's talk about the remedies to this shit in the new day. Seriously, though, because a lot of us are starting from scratch. A lot of us are, in a sense, secure because their family, you know, got the land, patent the land, and things are good for them. So, I mean, I'm serious about that, you know, based on the conversation, based on the poll that was taken. For those that got to start from scratch and those that are already set up, I have to set it up for my family.
Yeah.
And that's the
truth. Can I say something, please?
Yes.
In response to Elohim's outburst.
Oh, he's not here. But go ahead.
I know, and I wanted to answer this when he was here, but and I understand why he's not, because, you know, certain people have to keep their, you know, mind focused and not get distracted. So I understand him. But I think my only concern with his plan of action is that it once again divides the black home. If you have a mother and a, let's just say, for instance, you have a mother and a father in a household, okay, and that mother and father, they confer on the goings-on in the household, and they have a daughter and a son. And then the son leaves, you know, the house and makes a house for himself and, you know, finds a woman that makes children. And then, you know, the man and the wife confer about how they run the household. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, for a man to go to another man and discuss how things are going to be done is not relevant, because what's going to happen is that man's going to have to bring that information back to the house. And so instead of the husband and the wife agreeing on what happens in the household, or the mother and father agreeing on what happens in the household, which is what needs to happen for our household, you know, now you have outside influences. So I would agree that men need to get their shit together, but I think the way they get their shit together is to confer with the women in their lives and get on the same fucking page.
I think
men should get rid of their pride and be more humble and look to God for guidance. And
they
then
said
guide
it's
their family.
Doc said it's the other way around. When the men in their household, the men of light books.
Say that shit. Excuse me. Simply, it's the other way around. It's when the men who are relatives, all the related men, when they come together, is after they've had discussions in their households with their wives and their families of what their concerns are. Then they meet with the men of the families, the relatives of their families. All those men come together and say, look, my wife and I were talking about this, and this is our concern. And this other brother or cousin or uncle says, well, you know, this is how me and my wife settled that situation. This is how we deal with those type things. Those men, those relatives, are discussing amongst the men what their concerns are in their households. They leave that meeting of relatives and go back and say, well, you know, here's some suggestions we got from our relative men. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Huh?
That's a positive way to do things,
Yeah.
But
wow.
I was just saying that instead
of, how do you get
like,
with like-minded men in your blood family?
Exactly.
Or, you know, someone
But
that,
I was just saying individually, in an individual household, I'm just saying that instead of like men and women arguing and fighting with each other, that it just should be like a smooth balance where
men need to be more submissive.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I'm saying is that
you're saying ego. We're saying the same thing. It's just submissive is a woman's word, and men don't like it. But
no,
you're saying they need to let
submissive.
Their ego go, and they need to learn to be submissive. They need to learn to submit to the will of the fucking universe.
No, I said what I mean is they should be more. Women are naturally nurturers anyway, but what I'm saying is a man should like just. Look to instead of looking to his homeboys and looking over here and there, he should look to God for his guidance and keep his family together and lead his family in the right direction. And he should be able to communicate with his wife. You know what I mean? That's where I'm coming from.
I agree.
Not arguing and all that other stuff. And the
yeah,
woman is nurturing. No, communicating.
From maybe
because
from
together.
Me and your ass arguing over some bullshit ass pole. That's probably where the arguing come from. Go ahead. Go. I'm sorry. He asked where you get the arguing from, but
not arguing. I mean like just communicating with each other and I just think that things should be more natural instead of just I think everything.
Yeah,
backwards.
It should flow naturally. I agree. Everything should flow naturally. It's kind of difficult for things to flow naturally when everything is synthetic now. You know, the family ties are synthetic. You know, they gave the nigga the title as the head of household and the breadwinner. Then nature reversed the shit as the woman being that. It's just gotten crazy now. Everything is synthetic. The family bond, the family ties, the communication is all synthetic. It's based on either media or it's based on some white supremacy theory.
Yep.
Or it's all based on, you know, what your daddy told the man before he became a man. It all is based on a bunch of niggas getting together saying that this is where it's supposed to be, or a bunch of women indoctrinating the man saying this is how it's supposed to be, and it's not flowed natural. No, it's a whole bunch of graffiti painted on everybody's mindset, a whole bunch of what that everybody else think your house should be, and it should flow natural. It should be a union of oneness.
Yep.
You know, just to be an automatically oneness. If you don't agree on it, then let it go. Throw it out the window. If it's something that y'all fighting about, then stop and say, well, we certainly can't make it happen because we can't agree on it, so let's end it. It don't exist because it's bringing confusion amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't
just
reconnect.
Just throw it out the window.
That oneness will never happen. If we don't reconnect back to this earth, that oneness will never happen. Period.
And the earth is a woman. Let me put that on record.
Exactly. So men need to learn to submit.
I wouldn't say submit because that's really like a bad term. It's just a nasty word. No, I just think that, you know, the majority of men need to be more caring.
Yeah.
Embrace.
Be more in tune with the woman that he's with and not with a bunch of niggas that he want to go cry his eyes out to. Let's do it that way.
Just be more
in tune with her. Once you're in tune with her, then it could possibly flow better to home. Even if you're in disagreement with her, but as long as you're in tune with her, you'll know where she's coming from. And as long as she's in tune with him, she'll understand where he's coming from. And then they can sit and have a nice intellectual debate at the round table, whether it be in a square table where he thinks he sit at the head of it. Needs to be a round table. That's it, man. That's my time, man. Let's just figure this thing out. Let's keep trying to goddamn gnaw away at it, man. I love y'all. Y'all have an awarding day. We see you in a new day. Peace. I want my money.